to Module 7, Planning. This is such an important and in-depth topic. You may want to break it up into more doable chunks. Planning your days and week for shopping and preparing food must become a priority. In this section, we will talk about various ways to do this well. But first, let's talk about your food plan specifically. I'm not going to give you a food plan to follow. You must design it yourself. Think about what works for you. If you are a grazer, eating throughout the day, in other words, you may want to plan to eat only at mealtimes. If you are a blood sugar burner like me or triggered by large volumes, you may want to eat several mini, I eat five, small meals every 2 to 3 hours. Some people are fat burners and go hours without food more easily. You will decide what to keep, create, and delete in terms of your food plan. You want to loosely create a context in which to operate, not perfectly, not in a black and white manner, which can also be triggering. No, you want to create a loving plan at which you can win on all levels. Remember, as your body and weight adjust, your needs may adjust too. The healthier we eat and think, the healthier we want to eat and think. In the same way, when we eat foods that make us feel off or bad or ill, strangely, we may turn to more of the same, believing that this time I can handle it. This time it will make me feel better or take away the pain. Eating, drinking, gambling, sex, shopping are all external ways of changing how we feel, which is really, if you think about it, that's what we're doing when we eat something emotionally. We're trying to change how we're feeling. We're not just going to take out foods or behaviors that fail us. We're going to add new healthy ones that serve us. More on that later. So specifically, we're going to talk about investing money and time. Invest money, energy, and time on the healthy fueling of your body as well as nurturing your mind, heart, and soul. It's mandatory. You think you don't have time? How much time do you spend aimlessly trying to figure out what or where to eat last minute? Or what clothes you can wear, changing 5 times to figure out what makes you look smallest? This is all time that could be spent planning up front and saving time and health on the back end. Invariably, a client or someone in the workshop will say, "But I don't have that kind of money to shop healthy and organic." One even became angry with me suggesting it. As a child who had to dumpster dive for food and whose mother supported 3 children on food stamps, I get it. I really do. But then I asked them, how much did they spend at Starbucks, fast food, or binges? And what do you think will be the cost of health issues down the line? In my 20s, I was not a great person at money management. I paid my bills, bought clothes, and paid for entertainment on what I was making as a waitress. So at the end of the day, I could only afford popcorn to eat, which I would buy at the gas station on my gas card. Not good. I'm not saying it will be easy if money is a consideration. I honor that. But I am saying it's necessary and you will and can find a way. I've learned to cut back somewhere else. You could move into a smaller place, get a roommate, ask for a pay raise, start a side business. Whatever it takes, make it a priority to feed your body well. It is the foundation of health for not only your body, but your mind and therefore your spirit. I want to talk about microwaves. There's been a lot of controversy about that. But if you're using a microwave, I'm not saying to use one or not to use one. I don't have one in my house. But if you do, you don't want carcinogens in it from plastic or styrofoam released into your food. There is no conclusive evidence that the food is diminished any more radically than other methods of cooking the food, but always do the research to make your own intelligent, informed decisions. Personally, I don't own one, as I said, and I didn't think that was possible, but it forces me to put in more time. I have to plan ahead. The oven has to heat up, and then the thing has to cook. I actually marvel at myself sometimes. Okay. Shop more frequently. Make freshness and variety a focus. There have been many studies done on the healthiest people in the world, and one commonality was that those people, the French, for example, shop daily or every few days for fresh foods. I would shop for a week or two at a time because I hated shopping and frankly, I was lazy. It would go bad or I would just freeze stuff and end up with a freezer full of fuzzy packages and I had no idea what they were. So I wasted money, I wasted good food, and I did not nourish myself or my family as well as I could have. As I said, I was raised by a single mom with two sisters, and when she got paid, we'd go to the grocery store and shop for the next 2 weeks. She was not great at money management either. So she shopped for the 2 weeks worth of food on payday, because that's when she was sure that she'd have the money to do it. And she worked all the time, so time was also an issue. She didn't want to spend time cooking and planning meals and, you know, that kind of thing. And so she told us to make it last. So from childhood, I and my siblings had the habit of blasting through the good stuff, the good food in the first 3 days, meaning the processed, salted, sugar-laden, calorie-packed foods with pretty labels that made us happy and high, and they were gone first. We all ended up at the end of my poor mom's pay period with pasta, a bag of flour, a bag of sugar, a block of butter. So guess what we kids did? To this day, my sister can whip up a meal out of nothing, but is no longer a blob of soul-sucking sugar cookie dough. No matter how you were raised, you are an adult now, and you get to choose. You have a say. I highly recommend organic brands. And, you know, there's been a lot of consciousness raising around the pesticides and the GMOs and the things that are being done to the food supply on the planet. But organic, whenever possible, and non-GMO, that can be expensive also. But if not, be particularly careful of foods that are easily absorbing pesticides like berries and apples. In addition, usually the cheaper supplies of foods are processed and in bulk. Become thoughtful and conscious of your choices. Even the superstores carry organic now. Costco does for sure. Just read labels. Become conscious and know that it makes a difference. If you're obsessed with a green thumb in your own garden space, start growing your own food. It's so much fun to create your own food supply. You can even get a rack for inside your apartment or house for growing your own herbs. Google it. Grow your own herbs indoors, kids. If you bring it home, now we're not talking about kits now, we're talking about crappy food. If you bring it home, you've already lost. So do not bring it into your sacred space. Your health begins at the grocery store, not your home pantry. Would you bring home poison into your home and leave it sitting on the table where you or your child or your cat or your friend could ingest it? I doubt it. So why would you do that to yourself? Avoid the fight on your home turf and just don't buy it. If it's an issue and you buy it and bring it home, eventually you will eat it. Do not fool yourself into thinking, this time I will control it or eat like a lady or gentleman. Or maybe you think or tell yourself you're buying it for your loved ones or children. That begs the question, if it's not good for you, is it good for your child? It really is your duty to honor yourself and your family, and what you teach them now will serve them a lifetime. Remember, if it's a compulsive and unhealthy choice for you, and you have to leave home to get it, you have to put your shoes on, get in your car, and drive somewhere, it's less likely that you'll indulge in it. Take Postmates off a speed dial, if that's an issue, or make sure you only buy one small portion if you really would like to have it. Bulk buying is not your friend. Okay, let's talk about planning your snack choices. What do you do when you get hungry and need something right away? You snack. Or like me, snacks are part of your daily food plan. So how do you make good choices when it comes to snack? Because it really is about something quick and easy and you know, delicious all at the same time. So here's what I finally did. I make sure that I have at least two or three excellent snack choices. And this is really, you know, if you do have children, really good to have on hand. Like avocado on rice cakes. And I get the quinoa kind from Sprouts and Whole Foods. Fruit, always good. Cold oranges and cut up watermelon and blueberries and that kind of thing. Almond butter and an apple. I measure out 1 tablespoon. Hummus and carrots. I also measure out the hummus. And I have them available at all times. So snacks can be easy, nutritious, and should be delicious. That way you'll go to them. And truly, as you change your palate, what you're drawn to will change as well. So I want you to go through your kitchen and clear out all your own personal poisons. Any foods that have no nutritive value or trigger your food fight buttons must be removed immediately. Finish this paragraph and then get up and go do it. Or wait till the end of the module. But go to the refrigerator and every cupboard, purge the kitchen, and make sure you check for expiration dates of the food that you do keep. If you're like me, you may be able to feel confident when you buy it that this time it will be different. But when the sun goes down, or you're alone, or you have a feeling and the food is in the house, there will come a moment when your defenses may not be enough. If it's not there, you've set yourself up to win. Another way to change your lifestyle, learn some new recipes. For all meals, spices add flavor, help digestion, and boost metabolism. Think about taking a class. Spend more time experimenting with foods. Ask your health-minded friends for recipes. Play. This doesn't have to be a chore, boring, or burdensome. I am not a spice person, but I make a point to add turmeric, curry, pepper, and cayenne to some foods. If you don't like cooking, rotate 4 to 6 easy recipes, or have a partner, lover, or roommate that loves healthy shopping and cooking. You could do the laundry while they did the cooking. You just never know. Ask. I want to talk about Ayurvedic medicine for just a second. I'm not an expert in this area, but I found it to be very helpful to understand my body type and what foods were best for me to establish balance. There are 3 doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Each of these have strengths and weaknesses with which you can work to establish balance. And I did a whole podcast with Dharma Shakti, if you're interested in learning more on this particular subject. Certain foods, external and internal oils and spices, may be better than others for you. It's fascinating. And just an aside, should you be interested in supplementing your food choices? I learned as a Kapha, I need to add more spices and astringent in raw foods, none of which I'm naturally drawn to, for balance. A Vata would need to add more grounding foods like avocados, and a Pitta, for example, would need cooling foods like cucumbers. They run hot. So also Kapha, that's my body type. We tend to hold on. We're very huggable. We're sort of mother earthy kind of creatures, and we hold on to weight. It's not easily lost. So the pittas burn really hot. So they burn through, calories and fat more and that kind of thing. So I don't make myself wrong for it. I just kind of work with it. So that's it for this module. Go ahead and move on to the exercise portion if you're ready, and I will see you for Module 8.